Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
After a 5-0 start, Hornets have fallen down in this one 23-11. And back after the timeout now to the RCHS Fieldhouse. Prairie's been pretty good on their full court press, although the Hornets have not had the issue there. The issue has been trying to find the open man, getting those snap passes worked around and trying to make that Prairie defense work. Ball tipped at midcourt and picked up by Jaden Shep. Flips it across and now deflected and stolen by Prairie. Blackhawks with the ball. Eastman to the corner. There's Kramer on a drive. Whips it back to the other side. Eastman on the right wing. Pass to the high post. Nothing for McCulloch. Flips it off left side. Open for a three. No good for Kramer. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets and Liam Fingerson. Liam with a pass off to Jaden Shep. Works it to Hayden Bindle. Bindle back to Bosworth. Top of the circle. West looking inside. Pass comes back to Dash. He'll shoot. 10-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Schneider. And Prairie off to the races again. They like to push it. McCulloch at the free throw line. Knocked away by Dash. Picked up by Jaden Shep. And into the backcourt. Knocked away by Prairie. Sam Kramer with the steal. Blackhawks will set it up again. Left side. Three on the way. Sam Kramer. No good. Weak side rebound by Wes Bosworth. Blocks out well. Brings it up to Hayden Bindle. And the Hornets attack from the right side. Liam Fingerson just up from the baseline. Liam looking, now gives it back to Bindle. Bindle right side, now down to Liam Fingerson. Makes a move around Schneider, goes in, and no, won't go. Put back up, no good. He'll try again in a crowd, and that one is good. Third time was a charm for Liam Fingerson, and it's a 10-point game. 23-13, Prairie. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. First half, this is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Cross court, picked off by Bindle. Hornets down the run, Bindle down deep, no good. Foul called on Prairie. Bindle doing a good job there. Trying to take the charge was Nick McCulloch. He'll be whistled for the foul. North Crawford has defeated Seneca in girls basketball, 62-48. Boys basketball, Mount Horeb up on Reedsburg, 25-17 at halftime. And Bindle makes the free throw. Tyler Woodman, Garrison Weiss return for the Hornets. That makes it 23-14. Highland leading Cassville, 38-25 at the break tonight. Free throw on the way, and that one is good. Hayden Bindle puts them both in, and it's 23-15. Prairie basketball, no backcourt pressure from the Hornets. Blackhawks left side, Harris. Right side, Straka. He'll drive back toward the half-court line. Just up to the baseline, McCulloch grabs it. Puts it on the floor, nothing. Fires back to Harris. Harris, left side, Straka. Bounce feed to the inside. Prairie will throw it away. Or will they? Nope. Far side official says it was off of one of the Hornets' shoes. And it'll come back to Prairie along the baseline. 2:35 remaining first half. Straka with the inbound, throws into the corner. Harris for three on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Schneider, throws it back inbounds. They'll try again. Left wing, now McCulloch, top of the circle. Harris, right side, Eastman. High post shot on the way, and no good for McCulloch. Rebound, Garrison Weiss and the Hornets. Outlet pass for Jaden Shep. He'll stop, shoot a three on the rim, no good. Rebound by Prairie, and off to the races, Straka. Across the half-court line with 2:09 to play. Straka, top of the circle, Eastman. They'll work it to the corner. Three on the way. No good for McCulloch. And the rebound by Jaden Shep. Shep will walk it across the half-court line. Left side, Dush. Brady with the ball. Yo-yos the dribble, takes to Garrison Weiss. He gets around the defender, goes in. Shot blocked from behind by Schneider. Picked up by Prairie. They're running the other way. Here's Straka in the baseline. Stolen by Brady Dush. Boy, we've had lots of back and forth and open court steals. And the Hornets try to take one to Woodman. Three on the way from the corner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. Hornets heading back the other way. on the defense. Prairie on the offense. Left side, McCulloch with a minute 20. Cross-court knocked down by Brady Dosh. Picked up again by Prairie. Prairie takes it right side. Eastman lobs it back for Harris. Harris top of the circle attacks, leaves it off. Right side, Straka knocked down by Garrison Weiss. Picked up now by Woodman. Woodman across the timeline to the corner. Dosh down low. Weiss reverse lay-in won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Schneider. And Prairie back in business with under a minute now. Getting her wind sprints in tonight. Pass to the low post. Prairie will shoot, score, and a plus one coming up. Dawson Eastman with his first field goal. Hornets commit the sixth foul for them. Prairie has been whistled four times. So it's been a quick-moving first half as a result. Not a lot of free shots. Unfortunately for the Hornets, this is the third foul on Garrison Weiss, and he will have to come out of the ballgame. Coming in is Wes Bosworth to replace him. Abe Amundson is back for Prairie du Chien. And here comes the band making its way back for halftime. Free throw is in the air and no good for Eastman. Hornets get the rebound. Wes Bosworth up to the half-court line. Stops, gives it now to Fingerson. Liam with the ball in the lane. It's batted away. Liam trying to get it to the corner, knocked away. Amundson picks it up. Air mails it up. Prairie saves it inbounds from going out of bounds into Dasha's hands. Brady baseballs it the other way. Here's Shep taking it home, and Jaden scores. His first basket. Down to an 8-point game, 25-17. As we near the break, 19 seconds remaining. Prairie basketball. Hunter Straka just across the half-court line, looking things over, gives back to Amundson. Prairie in search of one here at the end of the half. 7 seconds. Pass the left side, Lenzendorf. 5 seconds. Amundson in the corner with three. Lobs back to the near side. Straka at the buzzer. No good from 15. And that will do it. Competitive first half. Prairie leads it 25-17 as we go to the break here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets won the JV game 41-37. Prairie leads here in the varsity game at halftime 25-17. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update and more high school sport news and a check of the first half as well on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center wrestling teams are getting ready for a big Saturday, hoping to get the events in. I spoke with Coach Silas Coleman earlier today.
With the weather that we've had this week, we've had a day or so where we haven't had the practices like we wanted to, but we're making good use of the time that we do have in hopes that that'll help us out come Saturday morning.
The Hornets had a good showing on Saturday. You had a couple of outstanding wrestlers, according to the coaches. You had to be proud of that.
Yeah, I was really proud of the way that everyone wrestled on Saturday. Ethan and Emma Haiti were able to come away to the tournament with MVP for both the boys and girls side of things, finishing both of them in first place. But overall, as a team, I was really proud of the way everybody wrestled. I thought they wrestled really tough, and that helped us out overall as a team on Saturday.
When you've had practice time this week, what are some things you work on this time of year?
I think at this point in the year, we're really focusing in on the things that each kid is doing well, and just trying to fine-tune that, and then starting to look at just the small things in our matches that are going to add up to make the big differences. So whether that's our head positioning or our footwork, just stuff like that that seems like a little thing, but when we start doing all those things right, it's going to add into maybe more takedowns for us or whatever the case may be. So just starting to look at those things a little bit.
You have the tournament, hopefully, at Weston coming up on Saturday. Do you know much about the teams coming in or anything like that, Silas?
Right now, it looks like there's 15 teams that are scheduled to be there. Some of the teams we've seen already this year, so we have a little bit of history with them, but there's some new teams in there that we haven't seen yet this year in Oostburg and Parkview, Albany. So it'll be nice to have those teams there just to get some different competition.
Will you have the full complement of the team that day?
I believe we will have almost every weight class filled. There's still a couple that we're still trying to figure out, but it's, things are looking up from our previous tournaments where we've had 6-7 wrestlers.
Are the girls headed anywhere on Saturday?
Yeah, so right now the girls are planning to go to Westby for their girls' tournament there. We've never been to that one before, and honestly, I don't know if this is the first year that they've ran that tournament, but we're looking forward to heading there and getting some good competition.
Good luck to the Richland Center wrestlers. That was head coach Silas Coleman joining us on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update here on WRCO-FM 100.9.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Prairie du Chien leading by a score of 25-17. They are led in scoring by Nick McCulloch with 7 points, 5 for Tyler Harris, 4 each for Brady Lenzendorf and Max Schneider, 3 by Dawson Eastman, and 2 by Abe Amundsen. On the other side for Richland Center, 6 points for Liam Fingerson, 5 for Wes Bosworth, 2 apiece for Jaden Shep, Tyler Woodman, Hayden Bindle, and Garrison Weiss. Prairie has made 2 3-pointers in the first half. The Hornets have made none. They've not really even attempted very many, and they are 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Well, Prairie is 1 for 5 free throw shooting in the first half, and again, 2 3-pointers. Nick McCulloch and Tyler Harris have hit from beyond the arc. Certainly lots of cancellations. I know Tim's been reading them throughout the night. No school tomorrow at a lot of our area districts, and that includes Richland Center. So an off day tomorrow, it does sound like a serious situation, especially if you add on the snow that we had earlier this week. At the upper end, we could be about up to about 20 inches or so for the week. And again, that wind tomorrow night, going to be the biggest factor. So if you have to travel, that's going to be something to keep an eye on, a word of the wise, to be very careful if you are driving during the day, especially. It sounds like it's going to be worse during the day and tomorrow night. So we'll keep you posted from WRCO on that. We have more basketball to get to here in the second half. Some other scores. Mount Horeb 50, Reedsburg 24. Also, these are boys partial. Starlington 63, Boscobel 28. Platteville leads Lancaster 36-21. Also, Waseca Steuben up on Kickapoo and girls basketball 29-18. And the Bucks, well, they've had a big night. They were up 98-53 in the third quarter against the Boston Celtics. I guess they don't take their recent losing skid real well, and Boston beat them the last time the two teams played. So the Bucks are getting the best of them tonight anyway. We'll have more from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse in a moment. Second half is next. Prairie du Chien, 25. Richland Center, 17. Area boys basketball tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday night, which is, I guess, technically like a Friday night now for all the students anyway tonight. Big crowd on hand for this one. Hornets trying to get back into it, trail by 8, and Prairie has the ball first. Ball comes in to the left side, knocked away by Dodge, picked up again by Prairie, and Lenzendorf will start it in motion. Over the left side, Tyler Harris, original starter, is in for both teams, it appears. Garrison Weiss starting for the Hornets with 3 fouls entering this game. Weiss and Figgerson down low, and Bosworth, Jaden Shep, and Dosh on the top of the 2-3 zone. Prairie works it around. Near side, Harris flips it low. They'll go back door. Snyder makes it, and he's fouled on the play. Well played, old school. High-low, and finding the back door man, and the basket made by Snyder. He's got 6 and goes to the free throw line on the first Hornet foul this half. This is on Liam Fingerson, and this is his 3rd now. Free throw is good. Snyder completes the 3-point play, and that makes it 28-17. Hornet basketball. Jaden Shep across the timeline behind the back dribble. Bosworth now right wing, Fingerson. Liam looking inside, lobs it for Bosworth, going home. No, he's fouled on the shot, though, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Wes Bosworth heads to the line, where he is 1-for-2 this evening. Wes, a junior for the Hornets. Free throw coming up, and it is no good. He'll get one more. Prairie du Chien will hopefully be safely home before the snow starts. Free throw is good by Bosworth on the 2nd attempt. That makes it 28-18. I know we've had a lot of snowy journeys. I have, personally, over the years, going to Prairie. Pass comes across the timeline. Lenzendorf on the right wing. Meeting the basketball is Dawson Eastman. Eastman takes it down to the low post. Snyder gets the inside grab and shoots and scores. So Snyder using his size on the inside, and he gives Prairie a 12-point lead, 30-18. Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Stops, needs to get away, and now does to Bosworth. Pass to Weiss. Garrison on the left wing. Now drives with a left-hand dribble. Baseline. Throws low post. Bosworth bobbled. Now comes out to get it. Holding it up. Looking back door. There's nothing. Dosh top of the circle. Fingerson right wing. Hornets working it low and now high and nobody there and out of bounds. Hornets with an unforced turnover and it goes back to Prairie du Chien. Alumni basketball coming up on Saturday here at the Fieldhouse. They're hoping to get that event in. Brady Ewing is here. He says he guarantees he's going to get a dunk that day. Pass goes inside. There's a tough one up with a lay-in. Good by Brady Lenzendorf. He said he was stopping at Dunkin' Donuts beforehand, I think. Anyway, ball comes in play and a foul called at the midcourt line on Prairie du Chien. That'll be their first, make that their second foul. First foul on Brady Lenzendorf. So the inbound pass comes from Bosworth, brings it into Fingerson. Fingerson just across the half-court line. Cross-court to Dosh, knocked away. Now Brady gets it back. Somehow, good scrap. Fires it over to the right side. Dosh down low. Weiss can't hold on, and it's out of bounds. Prairie with a lead. Now trying to build it up by more. 14-point advantage. Pass comes in play. Hornets not successful. Those trips down the floor against this team, especially when you're playing from behind, pretty important to at least try to get a shot up. Draw a foul or get a rebound put back. Three by Prairie is no good as it rims out for Harris. They'll kick it back out. Three on the way. That one is good for Lenzendorf. 35-18. Brian Poles wants a timeout for Richland Center. 15-32 remaining in the game. Prairie is pulled out now to a 17-point lead, breaking open a close game. This is high school basketball action from WRCO, WRCO.com.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. MAC rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Other scores tonight, Waseca Steuben leading Kickapoo 29-18 in area girls basketball. The school scene, we have just learned that Pleasant Ridge Waldorf has called off school for tomorrow. So they join the list, which Tim will have, I know, again after the ball game tonight. Ball comes in for the Hornets, needing something to get going here. Only 1 point so far this half, and Fingerson grabs the ball and drives low and is fouled. That's the third Prairie du Chien foul. So this one is on number 50, Max Schneider. That's his first. Garrison Weiss will put it in play from the baseline. Garrison looking, nowhere to go, feeds it in. Bosworth's been moving the lane. Good move and gets it with a left hand. Wes Bosworth gets the Hornets' first field goal this half, and it's 35-20. Prairie basketball. Outside Tyler Harris, right side. Hands off now to McCulloch. McCulloch lobs it inside. There's Harris. He's tightrope. And now back to Schneider, and Schneider scores. Well played. And Schneider at 11 points now. That makes it 37-20 in favor of Prairie. 14:49 remaining. Jaden Shep at the half-court line lobs for Weiss. Garrison challenges inside, puts it on the floor, and it's out of bounds off of the Hornets. It'll be Prairie du Chien basketball. Hornets fall back on the defensive side. In the game for Prairie, Sam Kramer makes his way in. Prairie du Chien struggling last year with a record of 8-17. And this year with 3 wins coming in, 3-8. Pass goes left side to Dawson Eastman. Back to the right side, Max Snyder. Coming off his screen, baseline, Harris throws it inside. Knocked loose by Weiss. Picked up again by Harris. Throws to the corner. Three on the way. No good. Fought for. Fingerson can't hang on. It'll be Prairie basketball. Coming in for Richland Center, Tyler Woodman and Trayton Shep. Hornets make a quick switch. And Tyler Harris will put the ball in play. Grabbing it is Eastman. Brings it back out to Kramer. Left side. Held up by McCulloch. Down to Schneider. Schneider, nowhere to wander. Throws it across the lane. Back to the top of the key. Prairie Harris on the left side. Tyler goes right side. Eastman. He'll shoot a three. It's good. Prairie to Sheens. Dawson Eastman knocks down the triple. And that makes it a 20-point lead. 40-20, Prairie to Sheens. Woodman at the baseline, lobs it back, caught there by Bosworth. He'll drive, nothing, gives it back to Woodman. Woodman back to the half-court line, moves to the right side, leaves it off now for Jaden Shep. Hornets need some offense. Dosh catches in the lane, now dumps it to the corner. Tyler Woodman, Woodman on a drive, back to Dosh, lobs inside for Bosworth. West will score in a crowd. West Bosworth now at double figures with 10 points. It is 40-22. Prairie ball, Tyler Harris, left side Eastman. Eastman now just up from the baseline is McCulloch, looking for a cutter through the lane. Drives back toward the top of the circle. Prairie works it just up from the baseline. Low shot, or low pass for Schneider. He'll scoop it back to Kramer. Prairie resumes the offense. McCulloch meets it on the near side. Gives it down to Eastman. Low post, backing in. Now nice move, Harris. He'll go up and won't score. Gets his own miss. Harris reverse lay-in good. He stayed with it. He's got 7 points, and that makes it a 20-point game. 42-22. Hornets with Dosh over to the corner. Tyler Woodman. Left side. Now Shep for three. Got it. Jaden Shep hits the first Hornet three-pointer tonight. 42-25 the score. Prairie with the ball. Harris across the half-court line. 12-20 to play. Eastman with the basketball. Eastman in the lane. Goes up. Lays it up short. Put back good by Schneider. So the Hornets, just when they make a little bit of a move or something positive, Prairie has an answer. 44-25 the ball game score. Hornets down to the baseline. Trayton Shep gives it back to Bosworth. Top of the wheel dash. Right side Woodman. Tyler looking for a cutter through the lane. Gives it back to Trayton Shep. Down to Dosh in the quarter. Dosh airmails it back to Woodman. He'll shoot a three from the wing. It is good. Tyler Woodman with his first triple tonight. 44-28. And the Hornets fall back on defense. 11:35 to go. Harris right side. Eastman for the Blackhawks. Tyler on a drive. Throws it to Schneider. Back door. His turnaround is going to be intimidated by Bosworth, and the shot missed. Rebound by Tyler Woodman. Hornets with a chance to get a little bit back. Bounce feed right side. Dosh, ball fake. Moves in, nothing. Back to Woodman. Shoots another three. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. Taken by Tyler Harris. Harris accelerates, throws to Schneider. He's fouled on the way through by Brady Dosh. We'll see if it's a shooting foul or not. Brady with his first personal, and indeed it is not. It will be inbounded from the baseline by Prairie Duchesne. Coach Andy Banasek asking whether it is a shooting foul or not. So the officials are going to confer, and it will be an inbound from the baseline for Prairie. Liam Fingerson returns for Bosworth. Abe Amundson returns for Prairie, and Brady Lenzendorf as well. Join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up as we recap the game tonight and put the final touches in the scorebook. Pass comes in play for Prairie, almost taken by Jaden Shep. Prairie with a basketball, top of the wheel. Nick McCulloch backs off. McCulloch looking inside, throws it low, caught there by Harris. Shot on the way, and good. Tyler Harris gives Prairie that lead of 46-28 now. Pass comes in play for Trayton Shep. Shep now runs it across the half-court line, accelerates, throws to the corner. Woodman back to Trayton Shep. Trayton for Jaden. Jaden gets around the defender, throws corner, knocked away, picked up again by Shep. Jaden to Dosh, wide open for three. It's up and short, gets his own miss. Powers in, shot blocked by Prairie's Tyler Harris. Outlet pass, here we go. Lemsendorf coast to coast, plays it in, good. And it's back to 20 points for Prairie du Chien, leading 48 to 28 over the Hornets. Just when the Hornets are making a little bit of progress, pass comes in play, and it's caught by Jaden Shep and out of bounds. It was tipped by the Blackhawks right back into the hands of the Hornets, and it will be Prairie basketball. Into the lineup is Hunter Straka for Prairie du Chien. And the Blackhawks will start it in play, leading 48 to 28. Pass comes in, right side Straka. Straka to the baseline. Harris is there, nothing. Back to the right side, three on the way. Prairie nailed it. Nick McCulloch with a three, and Prairie takes its biggest lead at 51 to 28. And in the backcourt, traveling call on the Hornets, who seem a bit shook right now as they make some progress, and all of a sudden Prairie thwarts that. So we have 9:52 remaining here in the ball game, and Prairie is leading 51 to 28. Just a bit ago, up block by Tyler Harris, and then a fast break finish as Lemsendorf lays it in, and Prairie takes it up by their biggest lead. Here's a layup try on the way, and good for McCulloch, who slashed the lane and made it good. And so the Hornets now trail 53 to 28. Hornets on the ball, far side, Wes Bosworth, down to Shep, lobs it inside for Fingerson. Liam shakes the defense and scores. Liam Fingerson makes it 53 to 30. Prairie ball, a lot of time to play yet, 9:20. Tyler Harris into the paint, shakes the D, now a little Euro step low, and he scores. That makes it 55 to 30. Prairie du Chien across the timeline, left side, Hayden Bindle shakes the defense, tries to throw it low. It's knocked loose by Prairie. Bosworth rolls it back to Woodman. Tyler drives low, gives it back to Bosworth. West with the ball, throws it inside. Lost and stolen away by Prairie with 8:50 to go. Hunter Straka across half court. Straka stops. Amundsen on the left wing. Amundsen nowhere to go. Now right side for Lemsendorf. Brady throws it inside. That's McCulloch. Back out Harris. Harris on a drive. Foul on the way through. That'll be the Hornets' third personal foul. So it appears no games tomorrow night. We had plans, but not going to happen. And a lot of teams are not playing Monday either. Of course, that's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Some schools have that off. There's one on the way from the baseline. Good by Tyler Harris. And that makes it 57 to 30 in favor of the visiting Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. Straight and Shep across the timeline. Back to Woodman. Tyler with the ball, free throw line right. Now to Trayton Shep. Down to Fingerson in the corner. Lobs to Bosworth inside. Knocked away by Prairie. It stays in bounds. Fingerson has it trapped in the corner, and Prairie may have thrown it out of bounds. Yep, that's a good play by Liam Fingerson. He created that turnover. It pushes it back to the Hornets. In for Prairie is Dawson Eastman. Also, Max Schneider will return. And with 8 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in the ballgame, Richland Center with the basketball. Trayton Shep back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth to put it on the floor, gives it back to Trayton. Trayton off the screen, nothing, throws it back inside. There's Bosworth, goes in and scores. Bosworth, double digits with 12 points now. It's 57-32. Andy Manasik wants a timeout for Prairie du Chien. They lead it, 7:50 to go. Prairie 57, Richland Center 32. Area Boys Basketball coming your way live tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center proudly presents the trumpet stylings of Larry Ferguson. If that music is driving you to drink, make sure your pump and well are working so you always have the water you need to drink. You can trust Advanced Pump and Well Solutions to make sure your pump and well are working right or to get it working if it's not. Call 608-649-4488. BL Signs is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center, specializing in manufacturing of all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal of BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you're a small business, large business, or anywhere in between, BL Signs will help you with all of your signage needs. Call BL Signs at 647-0149.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. After the timeout, Prairie du Chien with a basketball, and they will set it up. Ball goes to the left side. Taking a look now is Straka. Nothing. Fires back to Amundsen. Amundsen on a drive is cut off. Kicks it back to Mesra. Three on the way. On the rim, no good. Rebound Bosworth, and he has the ball. Up ahead to Woodman. Crosses the timeline. Tyler gives it back to Wes Bosworth. Three from the top of the key. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zach Mesra, and Prairie heads the other way. Prairie been pushing it all night. Down to Schneider, the big man, in a crowd. Gives it back to the corner. Three on the way. Prairie, no good. Rims off there for Dawson Eastman. Rebound by Bosworth. Wes will fire it out to Hayden Bindle. Hayden crosses the timeline. Nothing. Fires it back to Woodman. Down to the baseline. Tyler with the basketball, back to the corner, now drives, left side, Shep, three on the way, Trayton, good. Trayton Shep with his first basket tonight, 57-35. Prairie du Chien with the basketball, that one on the way, Schneider makes it good from the inside, makes the move, and Schneider has 15. Prairie with a quick answer, 59-35. Bosworth on a drive, West goes up with a left-hand shot, no good, foul called. He will get two. This will be the fourth Prairie du Chien foul. Foul is marked on Zach Mesra. That is his first. Checking the Filney flip phone scoreboard tonight. Wazika Steuben leads Kickapoo 37-31. Bosworth makes the first free throw. Mount Aurora beats Reedsburg 56-41 in boys basketball. River Ridge 67, Belmont 28 in boys. Cuba City and Southwestern tied at 49 late in the game. River Valley up on Dodgeville, last word, 40-29. Blackhawks putting together a couple of good wins in the conference, maybe three tonight if they can get it. Free throw on the way, no good, and a foul called on the putback by Fingerson. He is fouled by Prairie du Chien. And Liam will go to the free throw line. Other than Platteville, which we have, we saw them once this year, everybody else fairly even, and the scores aren't necessarily that surprising. It's just depending on the night. And the Hornets are one of those teams where, young team, you don't know. That great game against Baraboo, which features a 6'8 player. Here's a pass to Fingerson. He's fouled. They determined the last shot was not shooting. It was on the floor, but this one definitely was. Foul is called on Abe Amundsen. That is his first. And Liam Fingerson goes to the free throw line. This one in the air, good. Liam with a total of 9 points tonight. And it looks like a timeout has been taken. Hornets will step away. Prairie will step away. We have 6:24 to go in the ball game. 59-37 our score. Prairie du Chien leading Richland Center. Area boys basketball tonight. From WRCO and WRCO.com.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
59-37, our ball game score. Prairie du Chien in the lead. Stay tuned a little bit later on when we note the Duncan play of the game from Dunkin' Donuts. Free throw on the way, and that is good by Liam Fingerson. He makes the score, 59-38. Prairie trapped in the backcourt, and now they'll take it across half court. Amundsen with the basketball on the left side. Throws it inside to Straka. Straka right side. Prairie looking. Nothing there. Back to Amundsen. Now Harris. Harris needs a cutter through the lane. Nothing there. Gives back to Amundsen. Now back to the right side and Eastman. Dawson, bounce feet. Over to Tyler Harris. Free throw line left. Cuts to the lane. Shot good. Plus one. It looks like they're going to give him continuation on that one. The basket will count. Bucket good. So add another one to Harris's resume tonight. And the Hornets commit their fourth personal foul. This one is on Brady Dosh, and that will be his second. So going to the line will be Tyler Harris. He's got some strong moves to the hoop. Coming in with 15 points. Free throw is good. So that makes it 62-38. Richland Center with a basketball and a deficit with 6 minutes to play. Bosworth on the right side. Wes drives lane, throws near side. Jaden Shep. Shep has his pocket picked there by Kramer and a foul called on the melee for the ball. That'll be the fifth Richland Center foul. First on Jaden Shep. No broadcast tomorrow night again. Maybe we'll call some sheep's head or some darts or whatever, but high school-wise, probably nothing. Pass comes in play for Schneider. He'll take it down. Tough shot. No good. Weiss tries to get the block and can't, and a foul is called. So more free throws for Schneider now. Foul is called on Garrison Weiss, which will be his fourth. And they will determine that he was not shooting. So it will be Prairie ball out of bounds. Fouls are even at 6, 5:43 to play. Prairie gets it in. Amundsen in the corner and needs to get away. Nice step low from the defender and scores. Abe Amundsen makes it a 64-38 ball game. Prairie leading big. Here is Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Fires down to the baseline, and Fingerson gets the pass inside, knocked away, but Liam will make a move and now is fouled. Prairie du Chien committing its seventh personal foul. 1-1 coming up for the Hornets. As far as my morning tomorrow, I mean, it's always busy, but all these schools and getting all these cancellations tonight, that'll take a little of the pressure off tomorrow morning, that's for sure. Free throw in the air, no good for Fingerson. Rebound by Prairie, and they'll keep it. After falling down, getting the ball is Straka, and he'll bring it across the timeline is Harris, and Harris is called for an offensive foul. Jaden Shep takes the charge. Nice play on the defense. Foul on Tyler Harris, which will be his third, and the eighth on Prairie. Jaden Shep, left side, Bosworth to the baseline is cut off. Fingerson catches high post. Back to West. Three on the way from the corner on the rim, and no good. Rebound pulled down by Harris, and Harris will take it across the timeline with 5 minutes to go. Harris pulls up, now scoots it back to the outside. Traveling call in the process, and the Hornets will get it back. Tyler Woodman returns for Richland Center. Garrison Weiss is out. So on the Prairie turnover, the Hornets will get the ball back. Amundsen checks out. Straka is back in. No backcourt pressure for Jaden Shep and the Hornets. Shep directing traffic on the right side. Pulls up, nothing there. Bosworth meets the ball in the middle. Bosworth lobs near side. Brady Dosh down low. Tyler Woodman back to Dosh. Ball fake in the lane. A runner on the way. No good. Walk for Woodman, good hustle, gets it back, lobs it inside for Fingerson, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Prairie. It will be Richland Center basketball again. Hornets trying desperately to run a play. They were trying to get a lob inside possibly for Fingerson, and that didn't go. Prairie pretty tough on that inside defense. Dosh's shot is up and blocked. Schneider gets the rebound. Outlet pass for the Blackhawks. Tyler Harris across the timeline, skips it low, ball fake, and the shot is up and good by Nick McCulloch. 66-38. Prairie pulling away here with 4:11 to play. Pass left side to Woodman. Woodman on the left wing. Off his screen. Throws it to Dosh. Knocked away. Brady in the backcourt. They're going to call over and back. It was tipped, but it looked like it hit his knee before he retrieved it in the backcourt. And the ball will go back to Prairie Duchesne at the midcourt line. Officials will confer. Make sure they got the call right. And they're going to push it back the other way. So after a couple of questions, they're going to say it is Richland Center basketball. Don't have the Fox replay for the officials' benefit, but three officials. Sometimes one might see it a little bit better angle than another. Creighton Shep back to Dosh. Three on the way from the corner. Short. And fuck four tipped out of bounds by Prairie Duchesne. No, I'm going to talk about it. It goes to Prairie. Tipped last by the Hornets, so Richland Center will have the basketball. Hornets fall into a full-court press. Pass comes in play to Lenzendorf. Lenzendorf left side to Straka. Straka across the half-court line. Makes the move. Throws it back door to Schneider. Knocked away by Fingerson. Picked up by Bosworth. Up to Shep. High step and low. Tough shot, no good. Rebound Prairie. They stepped on the end line. Richland Center basketball. 3:37 to play. North Crawford leads Seneca 35-22 at half. That's an example of a game that was moved up from Friday night tonight to make a boys-girls doubleheader, just to try to get some games in. Ball goes in for the Hornets, down to Fingerson, just up to the baseline. He's cut off, nothing, fires back to Shep. Jaden takes the defense up, now shoots a three, on the way, good! Jaden Shep with his second triple, and then makes it 66-41. Prairie, 3:15 to go. Blackhawk basketball, Straka across half court. Tries to hand off, Bosworth knocks it away, but it's picked up by Tyler Harris. Harris drives low and nothing to show. Throws it loose on the weak side. Up and good by McCulloch. Good pass. That'll make it 68-41. Hornets hustle. Tyler Woodman airmails it to Dosh. Brady grabs it on the sideline. Brings it back to Wes Bosworth. 2:50 to play. Tyler Woodman puts it on the floor. Throws it high and out of bounds. Looking for Shep. Turnover puts it back in the hands of Prairie Duchesne. Blackhawks, again, only with three wins, and this tonight will be their first conference win. And you watch this team, it seems a bit surprising, but in the even matchup, they had a real close, tight one with Dodgeville, lost by a point. So those capabilities. Taylor Harris goes low and throws it past low to McCulloch. Nothing. Gives it back to Harris. 2.5 to play. Harris will drive low, dumps it into Schneider. He will score in the crowd. No, it wouldn't stay. Liam Fingerson pulls it. That ball just kind of flushed its way back out. And Woodman across the half-court line for the Hornets. 2:13 to play. Woodman airmails it to Shep. Three on the way, and it is good for Jaden Shep. He's got three of those tonight. 68-44. And Andy Manasek asking for a timeout, but also just running new players out there. Wisconsin Dells has defeated Adams Friendship 73-26. North Crawford leading Seneca, as mentioned, at halftime in boys basketball. River Valley leading Dodgeville, at last word, 50-39. So Dodgeville, one of those teams, again, kind of like a Prairie. Kind of expect them to get better as the year goes on. River Valley leading them tonight. Pass goes left side to Eastman. The Blackhawks have a team that's been getting better. Saw them last week. Amundsen drives right side, nothing. Back to Kramer. Kramer, nothing. Right side, Eastman. Now Amundsen on a drive, throws to the corner. Mesra will shoot a three. It is short. And the rebound pulled down by Prairie Duchesne. Taken there by Kramer. Kramer right side. Now a three by Amundsen on the rim. No good. And fought for. Prairie gets the rebound again, but a foul is going to be whistled on the play. Cutler Palmer is in for the Hornets. So is Abe Bosworth, Hayden Bindle, also Tommaso Girardi, and also Garrison Weiss has returned to the lineup for the Hornets with a minute and a half to play. Wes Bosworth, being looked at by the trainer, might have some blood on his uniform. They're checking that out. Checking out the source. It's like maybe a cut on his face. Free throw by Prairie is on the rim, and it is no good, and they get the rebound. Leaning in again for a tough shot is not no good by Kramer, and he's going to be called for traveling in the lane. Hornets will have the ball with a minute 24 to go, 68-44. Rory Duchene leading. Saw Brian Jones and the crew earlier. He said they've got the shovels ready. Pass goes left side, picked off by Amundsen. Amundsen across the half-court line. Free throw line left. Here's a 10-footer on the way. No good. Trapped and on the end line. Last touch by Prairie. It will be Richland Center basketball. Going to take the big crew to get everything cleaned out around here. A lot of ground to cover. The schools involved in the Richland district. It'll let snow clean, but probably not till Saturday the way it sounds. Girardi with a three from the corner. It is on the rim. No good. Tommaso almost made the triple. It's going to be rebounded by Prairie, and the Blackhawks take it back the other way. Abe Amundsen on the right wing throws to the baseline. Held up there by Prairie. High post now for Mesra. Mesra left side to Kramer. Kramer, Amundsen, three-pointer Prairie on the way. No good. Put back up. No good there by Kramer. What for? Rebound by Prairie up, and that one is good. Prairie Duchene makes it, and it makes it to 70-44 ball game. Down the stretch in this one, WRCO Radio, and the Hornets may have last crack at it. Shot by Abe Bosworth is up and no good, and the rebound by Prairie. They're going to fast break it. Shot on the way, no good with 7 seconds. Garrison Weiss with the basketball, and the Hornets will just dribble it out. And this one belongs to Prairie Duchene tonight. Final score, 70-44. As Prairie puts a win of the books, their first one in the conference this year, and the Hornets fall to 0-4 in the Southwest Conference. Stay tuned. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, and welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. 24/7 service and a guarantee the job will be done right. We check out things and how it went tonight. A win in the column for Coach Andy Benosik's Prairie Duchene Blackhawks as they improved to 1-3, and they are now 4-8 overall. The Hornets fall to 2-12. They are 0-4 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. A great way to spend your time is attending and supporting high school sports, and we thank you for doing that or listening to it on the radio. That's a good way to support it as well. Lots of great broadcasts coming up here during the month of January, including some wrestling duels coming up here in a week or so, and hopefully some reports from the Weston tournament coming up. Ithaca Weston hosting that on Saturday for our next broadcast. A new way to run. Running has its rewards. Join Duncan Rewards. Now WRCO Sports spotlights a Junkin' Dunkin' moment of the game tonight. It came with 10:20 to play. Prairie Duchene got a block shot as it was a great effort from Tyler Harris, who had a really good ball game tonight. Harris with a block of the Hornets, and then the fast break bucket by Brady Lenzendorf with 10:20 remaining after the Hornets had sawed it down to 15. That gave Prairie a 17-point lead, and they never looked back. So that was kind of the turning point. Just when the Hornets had gained some momentum, it was taken away by the block and the fast break finish. Say hello to amazing rewards from Dunkin' Donuts. We'll be back with more from WRCO Radio Sports.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The Pancake Wrap-Up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, a proud member of the WRCA Radio Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. New hires currently receive a $1,000 sign-on bonus too. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at RockwellAutomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
RCO. 70-44, the final score. Prairie du Chien gets the win over Richland Center. They were up at halftime, 25-17. Prairie is led tonight by Tyler Harris and Nick McCulloch with 16 each. 15 for Max Schneider. 11 by Brady Lenzendorf. 6 for Dawson Eastman. Also, 4 points for Abe Amundsen and 2 for Brock Folsom. Leading the way for Richland Center, Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep, the lone players in double digits. Jaden has 11, and Liam has 10. From there, let's see, and Wes Bosworth, 3 in double digits tonight. Wes Bosworth with 13. 5 points for Tyler Woodman, and 3 points scored by Trayton Shep. 2 apiece for Hayden Bindle and Garrison Weiss. Hornets make 5 3-pointers. Jaden Shep has 3 of those 5, and Richland Center is 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Prairie makes 5 3-pointers, and they are 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Richland Center did win the JV game 41-37 here on Youth Night, and tonight the varsity final, Prairie du Chien 70 and Richland Center 44. We'll be back with a final word on this one tonight in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
WRCO. Other finals tonight, River Valley picks up a win in boys basketball over Dodgeville, 56-44. And another conference game, Platteville has defeated Lancaster 71-49. Southwestern celebrating a boys basketball victory over Cuba City, 63-60. Wisconsin Dells has defeated Adams Friendship, 73-26. Girls basketball game, Wazika Steuben leading Kickoff.